According to recent surveys, Cyprus ranks among the top 10 best countries to live in. Those lucky enough to be born there or gain citizenship hold one of the most powerful passports in the world. It's not just about living in an idyllic paradise. It's about having an edge over billions of people globally, enjoying a lifestyle many only dream of. So let's explore the beautiful island nation and see if it's truly a place worth living in. Firstly, Cyprus is located in the eastern Mediterranean and lies just south of Turkey. In fact, the island is so close to Turkey that the distance between them is only 71 kilometers. This proximity explains why the northern third of the island is governed by the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus. However, this northern region is only recognized by Turkey and lacks official diplomatic relations with the rest of the world. The southern part of the island, known as the Republic of Cyprus, is internationally recognized by every country, especially within Europe. This part of the island also enjoys thriving trade relations. The people living here are predominantly of Greek origin, and you will be right to think their culture and ethnic roots closely resemble those of mainland Greece, located about 900 kilometers away. The population of Cyprus is around 1.5 million people, and as a member of the European Union, it is recognized by law as a part of Europe. What's unique about Cyprus is that it's the only place in the world where the capital is divided. Nicosia, the capital, is shared by both Greek and Turkish Cypriots, and it's located in the center of the island. While the southern part of Nicosia is controlled by Greek Cypriots, the northern half is under Turkish control. Looking past the political situation, the people of Cyprus have a relaxed way of life. They live by the saying, "Siga Siga," which means to take life slowly, without rushing. This philosophy emphasizes enjoying life and embracing calmness. As a result, the Cypriots tend to live longer, often reaching their 90s, living a stress-free life. However, Cyprus isn't the cheapest place to live. Being an island country, agriculture and industrial production aren't as efficient as on the mainland. A lot of goods need to be imported by sea and air, which increases prices. Tourism also plays a role in raising costs, especially when it comes to real estate and shopping. Take Limassol, for example, a popular and expensive city in Cyprus, located in the southernmost part of the island. The city offers stunning Mediterranean views, but it's nearly impossible to find an apartment for less than 800 euros. Anything under this price is often considered a risky investment by real estate agents, with the apartments potentially being far from the city center or in poor condition. The cost of renting is high too. The price of apartments in Limassol is about 50 euros per square meter. So, for a small 25 square meter studio, you could easily be looking at a rent of over 1,000 euros per month. That said, you don't have to settle in the most expensive city to enjoy Cyprus. For example, the village-style settlements of Mandria in the southwest offer good quality apartments for around 500 euros per month. Since Cyprus is a member of the European Union, the currency used is the euro. Though Greek is the official language, English is widely spoken, and you can easily handle most tasks and form social connections in English. Cyprus also enjoys mild winters, with temperatures staying between 10 and 12 degrees Celsius, even in the coldest months. It's rare to see locals wearing thick winter coats, and you can often walk around in lighter clothing, even in winter. Since Cyprus is an island, doing business here often requires a good reputation and strong connections. Greeks place a lot of value on trust, so recommendations from friends and colleagues go a long way. While Cyprus is a European country, it feels more like a close-knit village. On this small island, you can travel from one end to the other in just about 2 hours. The island is roughly 100 kilometers from its northernmost to the southernmost point. So if you're brave enough like me, willing to take the challenge, It would take approximately 3 days to walk across Cyprus from one end to the other, assuming you're walking continuously without breaks longer than necessary. Moreover, there are no subways or trains. People rely on taxis, minibuses, and buses for transportation. Most people in Cyprus start their day early, waking up around 6 a.m., and by 9 a.m., they're at work. A large portion of the population works in tourism, either directly or indirectly. Tourism plays a big role in keeping the island alive, with both locals and visitors contributing to the economy. However, when summer tourism ends and winter comes, you'll notice that the streets become much quieter. With fewer tourists, cafes and tourist spots can look empty, and the island feels much calmer. Living in Cyprus is very expensive compared to many other places, so it's unlikely that middle and low-income families will be able to settle here later in life. Most people who move to Cyprus permanently are wealthy families, often from other European countries. The new developments on the island are mainly large, luxurious homes with pools, making it almost impossible for the average person to afford these properties. Those who have money can not only buy a home, but also keep their boats at the island's harbors. Since Cyprus is close to Africa and the Middle East, many Syrian refugees make their way there. However, even if they manage to arrive safely, they often don't find what they expected. While the Cypriot government may accept some refugees, it only provides them with a small monthly allowance of 200 euros. They are also not allowed to settle in the more popular areas of the island. Instead, they're placed in small, remote towns where they can find shelter. The fortunate ones end up working low-paying jobs in construction, gas stations, or shops. People with criminal records are permanently removed from the island. Most refugees in Cyprus come from Africa and the Middle East, and as of 2025, there are an estimated 40,000 refugees living there. If you're interested in entering the tourism industry, Cyprus offers incentives for opening small boutique hotels. For example, there are many old stone houses, especially on quiet side streets, some over 50 years old. These houses are usually two or three stories high and often have their own garden, making them great opportunities for tourism-related businesses. If you want to buy something expensive, say over 10,000 euros, you'll need to use a credit card. Basically, big purchases require you to shop through a bank. This is because most European countries use banks as the main way to track taxes, and Cyprus is no different in that respect. They take taxation seriously, to the point where they even have a grave tax. For example, if you want to be buried in the town of Bafra, you'll need to pay a tax for your grave to the government. However, don't worry too much about taxes, because Cyprus is also considered a tax haven for many businesses. If you're a digital nomad working in e-commerce or other online businesses, you can stay in Cyprus for up to 5 years without having to pay certain taxes, like the dividend tax. In many countries, when company shareholders take money from their profits, they have to pay a 10% tax. But in Cyprus, they don't charge that dividend tax. You just need to pay the regular income tax, which varies depending on how much you earn. The income tax starts at 20% and can go up to 35%. So, you can enjoy living in this beautiful, warm country, benefit from being part of the European Union, and manage your business with relatively low taxes. In Cyprus, there's a public market every Saturday, and Cypriots proudly say the products sold there are all natural and organic. The island's agriculture is much more productive than in northern Cyprus, mainly because the fertile farming lands are mostly in Greek Cypriot hands. They grow olives and make olive oil, produce potatoes, carrots, and other vegetables, and even make wine from their vineyards. Cyprus is also known for its cheese called halloumi. Many older people live long lives on the island because they eat these fresh, natural foods, especially olive oil. While most people under 70 in Cyprus don't struggle with heart diseases, they still love to eat fatty meat, particularly lamb. Even back in the Middle Ages, Cypriots lived in the island's central mountainous areas, away from the windy, less fertile coastal regions. In these more sheltered areas, they raised animals like goats and sheep for meat. So, even though Cyprus is an island, don't expect the locals to eat a lot of fish. They're more into animal meats. According to the World Health Organization, diabetes and Alzheimer's are more common among Cypriots, and those over 70 often suffer from heart disease. Another difference is that Greek Cypriots don't have much of a tea-drinking culture, unlike Turkish Cypriots. While Turkish Cypriots love their tea, Greek Cypriots tend to drink coffee instead. In fact, it's hard to find tea on restaurant or cafe menus. Cypriots mostly drink tea when they're feeling sick, and coffee is the beverage of choice for most people on the island. Cypriots import products they don't produce locally from nearby countries like Israel and Italy. However, southern Cyprus doesn't trade with the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus because they consider it occupied by Turkey. One of the reasons for the islanders' long lives is their friendly, talkative nature. They're not selfish or shy of each other. People are kind and smile at each other, which creates a positive atmosphere and contributes to their health and longevity. Historically, Cyprus has always been an important stop on maritime trade routes between Europe and Asia. Like Cyprus, Malta was a key destination for sea travelers, as goods were transferred on both islands. Cyprus, being larger than Malta, had an even more strategic position, attracting more permanent settlers over time. Throughout history, Cyprus was involved in the plans of empires like the Romans, Ottomans, and British. You can still see remnants of Venetian columns and bridges on the island. In 1878, the British took control of Cyprus, leasing it for 92,000 British pounds, though sovereignty remained with the Ottomans. However, when the Ottomans sided with the Germans in World War I, the British seized the island fully. Eventually, the Greeks and Turks drove the British out, becoming the true owners of Cyprus. When it comes to the people's appearance, Cypriots generally have a warm, tanned skin tone, not too pale and not too dark. Even though they are of European origin, the island's mild, warm climate has led to genetic changes over time, giving them a more bronze skin tone. So, when you visit Cyprus, you'll notice the people have a beautiful, warm complexion. In Cyprus, people's outlook on life can generally be divided into two groups, the older generation and the younger generation. Those over 60 tend to be more traditional and stick to old ways of living, while the younger Cypriots are more liberal and open-minded. The younger generation doesn't dwell much on the island's political past or hold grudges against Turks or other nations. On the other hand, the older generation, especially the elders, might refer to newcomers from other countries as Xeno, meaning foreigner, and may not be as welcoming. They tend to be more set in their ways, and they like their comfort. For instance, if you rent a house from an older Cypriot, it may be difficult to get in touch with them on weekends. They usually don't use apps like WhatsApp and are not big fans of smartphones, so you might have to wait until Monday to hear back from them. Cyprus is an Orthodox Christian country, and its religious culture is similar to that of Greece. There are many churches, both old and active, but they usually don't keep the doors open outside of service hours. You'll need to visit during worship hours if you want to go inside. In terms of infrastructure, there are some challenges. The island's hot climate makes it prone to wildfires, and unfortunately, the firefighting system isn't fast enough to handle large fires. This has made locals quite fearful of wildfires. Additionally, dust storms happen frequently, damaging crops and homes. Cyprus is also located in an earthquake zone, so if you're not used to earthquakes, the tremors can be frightening. Earthquakes in this region can be quite strong, and older buildings are especially vulnerable, which is why you'll rarely see tall skyscrapers. Most buildings are no more than two stories high. Cyprus is also known for its nickname, the Island of Divorcees. It's a bit of a running joke because many married people come to Cyprus, love the island, and end up moving there for good. However, after some time, many of them end up getting divorced. A 2019 study revealed that Cyprus has the highest divorce rate in the EU, with 9 out of every 1,000 married couples divorcing. Infidelity, particularly among those working in the tourism sector, is a common cause, as many of them cheat with tourists visiting the island. That's a wrap on what life is like in Cyprus. Until next time, goodbye.